fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of June. The prepper tip of the day is for you, all of you who own a diesel-powered vehicle. Within probably 2 months, maybe less, there will be no diesel motor oil available. It simply won't be available nationwide, which brings us to AMSOIL. AMSOIL is a relatively small company with maybe 2% of the market share. They're more likely to have the diesel motor oil with a bonus. If you get the Super Duty, you can have a 60,000-mile oil change on your diesel vehicle with the AMSOIL Super Duty motor oil. So I'm an AMSOIL dealer, I'm proud to say, and there's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com for your AMSOIL. We have patient waiting agreement, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I think about 12, 13 books, more in a way, as he gets time. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I'm here, good to have you with us.
Front and present this week.
Roger that. Well, the world continues to become more bizarre with each passing day and week. I know you're a busy guy. You probably haven't heard the report of my friend Deputy Hendricks about the Bluetooth transmissions, have you, sir?
At the January 6th thing?
No. This is Deputy Hendricks in Mississippi. He's a deputy sheriff.
Okay.
And at my request, he did some testing. Now, Jim,
this is what you were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Well, actually, last week. And okay. We got some follow-up. You probably don't have much occasion to go to modern American courtrooms, Jim, I don't imagine. Do you? Or do you?
No. I tend to stay away.
Well, most people do. Modern American courtrooms have a secured checkpoint where you're prohibited from bringing in any metal, such as a knife or a gun or a cell phone. And there's metal detectors to make sure you can't do that. So one Deputy Hendricks's jobs, he has a number of jobs, is courtroom security, typically once, sometimes twice a week. At my request, Jim, he downloaded the free app at my website. The free app, well, the name of it is Find My Bluetooth Device. So at my request, he did that. And after the people were in the courtroom, which was about 30 people, he took the app and he walked into the courtroom, and he found that human beings have become Bluetooth signal transmitters. And the closer he got to any individual who had become a Bluetooth transmitter, the little arrows, like an arrow on your temperature gauge on your car, on your dashboard of your car, the arrow got stronger as it got closer to the person that was a Bluetooth transmitter. And he determined it was about half the people in the courtroom had become Bluetooth transmitters as a consequence of accepting the COVID vaccination clot shot. So it's a controlled environment. And the reason I asked Deputy Hendricks to do this, because it is a controlled environment, which is a pretty rare thing. Most public places are not a controlled environment, but the modern American courtroom is. So that's pretty scary, isn't it, sir?
My question is, how come this highly sophisticated equipment at the door did not flag these people?
Well, the metal detector picks up metal and electronic devices. It does not pick up the human.
Sure. It doesn't pick up a signal from a device. It picks up the device, the metal in the device, etc. So the Bluetooth chips in the people they're so small that they're below the level of detection of the equipment.
Precisely.
So 50%, which is about the national average of the jab, are now emitting, and then whenever they go someplace, whatever, they are tracked. They are a human biolab member.
Well, this brings up some questions, Jim. I'm not qualified to answer the following questions. First question, if you're transmitting a signal, the question is, can you also receive a signal?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Yeah, it's
without
the same
question.
Antenna.
Now, okay. Now, you've got some expertise in this area because you developed these kinds of antennas. So if you can receive receive a signal, is it possible that signal that you receive could be harmful?
Probably at a level that you're talking about here, not directly, but what's harmful is, what is it doing? What is it sending a signal to do? What is it releasing? Are there enzyme effects? Are there other things? Now, they understand that these are targeted. The technology that's available, and I went through this probably months ago on your show, talking about the magnetic graphene oxide, they can target it to an organ. And this is in the technical literature. That's what I was literally reading on your show. Also, I talked about it on my own show. It was before the first of the year when we were talking about this. Then what they can do is send signals. They can influence enzymes. They can influence activity like pituitary gland activity and other gland or organ activity. And so that's where the issue comes in. What are they doing? What's this signaling? Are they setting up an operating system in the person? And by the way, this woman that called in when we were talking about this, when you first brought this up, I think her name was Lisa, and she goes, I don't want you to think that they're putting an operating system in you. And I'm going, wait a minute, lady. You know, and then it broke out into like a shouting match on your radio show, if you remember that. And I'm going, how come this lady seems to just know all about this? And she's calling in on your radio show, wanting to make sure that nobody thinks that they're putting an operating system in you. And it's like, lady,
Jim,
you just exposed yourself.
Now, if the signal can influence what's going on in your body, that influence could be either to your benefit or to your detriment, couldn't it?
Well, sure. Who's messing around with your body? What's going on here? And
without your knowledge or consent. Your knowledge or consent. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you stuck your arm up and got that shot, that may have signified a consent in a some bizarre manner. Though you might be an underage kid that was influenced in high school by some woke principal.
Or your parents just took you there without your consent. Jim, we got a first call here. We got Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good. What's on your mind, Maureen?
Thank you, first of all, for everything that y'all are doing. What I'm calling about is that I sent you an email, I think it was yesterday, John, and it ties right in with what y'all are talking about, and it's an article by Pete Garcia, and it's called Zombie Apocalypse. And in my own typing, I wrote in, it's a long read, but wraps up well, plausible scenario. And there's a video in the middle of that. If you don't read the article, you have to watch this video. I think it's like 14 minutes long. And the main guy that's talking is military. I didn't catch his name, but you can just tell by his, you know, everything about him. He's military, and he was way up there. So please, I'm just, would like for you to
if you can keep us in suspense here, just tell us a little bit about
the check that out. Video.
I'm not good at explaining, John will tell you.
Okay,
I've been
okay.
on a few
well, times. I haven't watched it yet myself, but Jim, okay. I can forward this to you. In fact, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
And then you'll have it.
Wonderful. Usually when I send you something, John, I also send it to Doug Thornton.
Okay.
And so just want to let you know, you all have a good day, and thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Maureen. Jim, I just forwarded it to you, and I get 50-plus emails a day, and it's...
I know.
If I look at everything sent to me, I would do nothing else and still not see and read everything that's sent to me.
Right.
And I'm sure you got the same situation. Jim, Lake Mead provides water and power to tens of millions of people. Once it gets to a certain level, it can't do that anymore. It's losing about 14 inches a day. And they say that once it gets down another 150 feet lower, it no longer can provide the water and electricity that is provided for almost a century to all these people. That would be a major crisis for the southwest part of this country, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, water is the next big issue. Lake Mead and all of the southwest reservoirs are an issue. So, yeah, absolutely. And is this planned? We're seeing some pretty strange weather, 105 degrees in the upper Midwest this last week. And, the drought conditions in California, with the land actually dropping because they're pumping so much water from underground to feed the agricultural growth there. And there's a big fight over that as far as water getting to Mexico. There's none left when the Rio Grande gets to Mexico, there's nothing left. Anyway, water is becoming a big issue. But as I always say in my book, Water, on this topic, it's not a water shortage, it's a water management problem. And even in the driest areas of the world, Atacama Desert in South America, there's enough rainfall for the people that live there or for the during the year. If you could capture the rainfall that's there, you would have plenty of water. So it's not a water shortage, it's a water management issue.
Absolutely. Well, out here in the Ozarks, we have almost everybody has a well, one step away from these little towns. There was a meeting, it's been about 18 years ago, somebody at the state level was proposing meters be placed on people's private water wells and that they be taxed. Public meeting held in an auditorium in Steelville, Missouri, the county seat of Crawford County where I live. The place was filled to capacity. The proponents up on the stage were real close to having to be escorted out under heavy police armed escort when the people were there and were ready to properly address the taxation of their private water wells. So that was never brought up again, Jim, to say the least.
Yeah, well, and that's the kind of the local justice we need more of, you know, that's these yahoos that they get up and make proposals, and of course they're being moved by somebody. They're worker bees for somebody. They're getting paid under the table. People just don't come up with those ideas out of the clear blue, especially in a local scenario.
Right.
And so, yeah, it has to be nipped in the bud, as they say, right at the core. And then, you know, make it clear that, yeah, this is not welcome here. Don't come back.
Right, right. The article I sent you is a written article and a video also. And it looks like Jeff Prather is on the video and a couple other guys I know. It's there's a lot there. And I got some images of the garden, Georgia Guidestones, and some references to the Deagle Report and so forth. So I'll get a chance to look at that later today. Well, Jim, what's weighing heavy on your heart that you want to talk about today?
Well, it's just a couple of things. The this past week, interestingly enough, as you probably know, I follow South American politics, Ecuador, Bolivia, Brazil, etc., Venezuela, and then, of course, Mexico, Central America, and which all have political movements. But something happened in the country of Colombia, which has the bona fide reputation as being the only country in the world that is more corrupt than Ukraine, if you can even imagine that. So for over 50 years, a ruling political class has reigned supreme in all the elections. And this last week, there was a guy elected who's, this is his third run for president. His name is Gustavo Petro. And he won the presidency by actually a small margin. But when you look at the statistics in the individual states, I don't know how many there are in Colombia, but anyway, he got 99.9% of the vote in all of these states and still only won by a half a percentage point in the final count. So even the CIA could not. But now understand, if you understand the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the absolute corruption in the kickback money, the money that would come from the U.S. and just flow into the pockets of the corruption, the families and their friends, you know, like 0.01% of the population having all of the dominant businesses in the country, you know, everything from garbage collection to up to the president. And this has finally changed, which is amazing. I mean, the people just... And get this, out of a country of about 45 million people, only 200,000 people did not vote of the voting population. So literally 99.99% of all the people voted. And so this was a runoff type of election in which this Petro guy got 40% of the vote on the first round. And a lot of people think that he should have got it. And by the way, 4 years ago, the CIA came in and stole the election from him and gave it back to the ruling class. But I think they were at the point where the country was ready to come unglued. And they realized this. And if this guy didn't get elected, I think the guillotine was going to come back out.
Right.
And that was the point it was at. So I think they're trying to do damage control at this point. But anyway, just an interesting event over the past week. And, you know, just showing that there are a few countries. I think if you just look through Latin America in general, they are run by little puppet dictators that have been there since the 1950s, the same political ruling class. And then you have the countries like Evo Morales and Bolivia, who was literally ousted at gunpoint and now is back in power. He came back in, the people got him back into the presidency. You find that Ecuador had a president, Rafael Correa, for about a decade. And it's amazing, when you drive on a road in Ecuador, they're like a freeway in the United States. They're beautiful.
Really?
Because, yeah. So anyway, that's just a side topic I wanted to mention.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, the exact same way, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, you can, with a nice $50 discount on each piece of EMP Shield equipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got a weekly radio show. Let people know how they can listen to the show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John, every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the biggest radio station in the world, Tower Number 2. They have 4 towers there, so it's Tower Number 2, 6 p.m. Central Time Thursday evening. The James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and then it re-airs about 7 times over the next couple of days. All of the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. Just at the top of the page, look for the radio show and click on that, and it'll give you also all the archives. I post all the archives there, and it's commercial free. It's been there for about 22 years. And this year, I'm dedicating the entire year of my show to the history of my discoveries, with a lot of anecdotes and personal annotations on what was going on when certain books were written or when I did certain presentations, etc. And so very important to understand where all of this came from. It's a side of me that people have never seen before. So that's what's going on in the radio show now. And that my page is linked from John's page.
All right, on my links page. Jim, I've driven past those towers at WWCR in Nashville. I've seen radio towers all over this country. I've never seen radio towers this massive. And I encourage people to listen to Jim's shows live, and if you want to listen to 20 years worth of, and people have done this, go by and go back and listen to them, university level lectures delivered in such a way that everybody can appreciate and understand them, and I encourage you to do so. Well, Jim, and I always like to hear any archaeological updates. Do you have any for us, sir?
Not offhand. But there are things going on in the background which I hope we can make public at some point here. But what's been going on is I'm very busy with the water filter business, and it consumes a lot of my time, which is good. But also, while we're talking about that, I should mention, John, that there's a 4th of July sale on my webpage, and people can get a 20% discount off of the MR5 related products by using your link and going to my webpage. It's linked on John's page, and using the coupon code, coupon code John, J-O-H-N, to get a 20% discount off the MR5 products. So that'll last, and actually that will not last probably till the 4th of July. It'll last until we've sold a certain amount of stock, and then we'll shut that sale down. So get there soon if you're interested in the whole house water filter, and use that coupon code John, J-O-H-N, for a 20% discount.
Well, that's a substantial discount. And you may have a countertop filter for your drinking water, but if you're taking a bath or a shower in water that has sodium fluoride in it, you're poisoning yourself, aren't you, sir?
That's right. Yeah, the biggest dose of toxins people get during the day is in the daily shower. And that's because it goes through your skin. If you drink a glass of water that has toxin in it, your liver, your kidneys filter a lot of that out. And then it goes out with solids or near urine. But in the shower, it's going through your skin. It goes right into your bloodstream. And also you're breathing in the vapor, what goes into your lungs and directly into your bloodstream with no filtering at all. So that's where you get the big dose of toxins. And that's why you need a whole house water filter. And all those little screw-on plastic things you buy at the big box store, they don't work. Don't pretend that you have a shower filter if you put one of those things on. They just, they may make the water smell a little better, but that's all they're going to do. So you really need a MR5 whole house water filter, and then your entire house it's like having a clean mountain stream in your house. That's what I tell people.
I like that. That's a good description. I like that a lot. It looks like we're going to have a caller here in a moment. And it looks like we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Jim, I got some of your HI filters, and it says it talks. Now, I could have sworn I heard you say you don't scrub them like you do the ceramics. But it says something in the instructions about servicing them. What do you do to service them? It doesn't say.
There's really nothing to do other than just change them out when their lifetime expires, whatever it is, 1,000 gallons or something like that.
Okay.
So there's really nothing you do to them.
Sherry, hold on, we have a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Good news for you folks waiting for energy cleaners. Here's the ones I'm shipping today. Be all caught up with the back orders. Helen in Hamilton, Ohio. Linda in Leesburg, Florida. Mary in Lake Havasu City. Jeffrey in Boswell, Pennsylvania. We have Luke in Greenwood, Indiana. Amber in Columbus, Indiana. A lot of Indiana folks. Peter in Australia, your next three ship go out today to Australia. Thank goodness, get those out the door. Lisa in Leesburg, Texas. Cheryl in Bergall, North Carolina. Doug in Fort Worth, Texas. Mark in Villa Rica, Georgia. And John in Denver, Pennsylvania. So you're all getting your engine cleaner shipped today, and you'll enjoy those. You'll be getting your life back. Getting past the arthritis pain, getting a better night's sleep. The details of energy cleaner are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your micro plush throw is 800-592-9543. And we're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Sherry and Jim are having a bit of a conversation about these filters. Let's continue with that, Jim.
Okay, there's nothing to service on these. There's nothing to rub or clean off, etc. If you have silty water or dirty water with particulate matter in it, you want to filter that out first. And you would do that with any filter. But anyway, there's no servicing, so to speak, other than to simply change them out once their serviceable lifetime is ended. Does that answer your question?
Well, now since the filters hang down in the reservoir of your filtered water, should you only pour enough water in so that once it gets filtered, the filter is not
No. These are designed to be in the water. I'm not sure if you understand the principle of, let me explain this on the air. If you have filters, most people are used to the filters that stick up into the upper container. What happens? Okay, you fill it up with water and the water starts dropping down as it filters through the filter, and then it drops below the top of the filter element and it keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And if you figure it out, about 80% of the water is filtered through the bottom 1 inch of that filter candle. Whether, no matter what type of filter it is, make or model, if they're sticking up, very little of the upper filter gets used because it's sticking out of the water. A properly designed filter hangs down into the lower chamber where 100% of the filter is used all of the time. That's a properly designed filter. And so, and it's designed to be in the water. So anyway, no, you
okay.
Just... You fill it. The only thing you want to be careful of is don't overfill it so it spills out over the sides.
Right.
And if you've noticed, if you use these things are very fast. It'll filter that 2 gallons of water in about an hour.
Okay.
They're very fast.
So that's great.
So.
All right. Well, that was my question. I had just changed my, went through my last ceramic filters, put them in last November, and I use maybe a couple gallons a day, so
yeah,
I probably won't be using these for about a year. So
yeah, and the other thing is, if you have stoppers or you have plugs for the other holes, you can get by with just one of the new HI filter elements.
Said. I'm going to have to figure out got two plugs, but do you think if I used an spent filter that's on the top reservoir for just a plug, that would be sufficient?
That's what you could do. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the call, sir.
Make sure you plug it. Don't use that filter. Don't use that second filter because it's used up, you know, all your water. Anyway, okay.
All right, Jim. Our next caller is Orgon in Norway. Good morning, Orgon, or good afternoon where you are.
Good day. It's around 3 o'clock here in Norway. Picking up on the water filters, my electricity got cut off 2 weeks ago again, so I'm back off-grid, and it's a very, very cheap way to live. I had visitors from my family yesterday, and I made sure to show them now. Here in pretty Norway, where things are pretty clean, and also the water. I was so happy that I had a water filter on the bench, because I am reliant now on, a fall well. Is that what I call it when it's higher up in the from old times? And that water is dirty. I put it into a barrel by itself from the hose, and from the barrel I put it over in a bucket, but I take and pre-filter it with a t-shirt, and I put it into the top chamber of the water filter and let it flow. If
right.
Things go slow, maybe there is some slime on the filter that you can wash off. The top chamber gets dirty over time. The best recommendation I can give to James filters.
You do want to clean it occasionally.
The bottom chamber is always. It's like looking into a mirror. How clear the water is.
Yes.
The top chamber can be dirty. It's always clean downstairs. It's amazing.
Right, and that's the way it should work. By the way, when you put your water into the barrel, let it settle overnight, and most of that gunk will settle to the bottom. And then if you scoop the water off the top, then you can put that into your filter. Use a t-shirt. The other thing you can use is a coffee filter. those work. Use a couple of those and filter the water through that first to get some of that gunk out of there. And if you have silty water, it can shorten the lifetime of the filter just by plugging it up, and you don't want that. So anyway, yeah, you should pre-filter it to get any physical gunk out of there. And these HI filters have a 0.01 micron pore size, which this is the size of a virus. They can physically take out viruses. That's how small the pore size is. And then there's the second stage, which is removing chemicals and toxins that are in solution from the water.
Right. I also, I did once, I don't know if I told you, but I tried filtering Coca-Cola through your filter, James.
What happened? What happened?
Well, the filters did a good go out of it. Out of a gallon, I got half a gallon before all the sugar in the Coke clogged the filters up. So,
okay, the
water came out.
That's the first for me. I've been in this business 22 years. That's a first. Anyway.
I ran sort of a club, and I wanted to show what the filter is good for, and I also wanted to take it a bit further, just because well, Coca-Cola tastes good, but it would be nice to turn Coke to water.
It still had
a sugary taste to it, and if I had filtered it once more, I'm sure it would have been totally like fresh water.
Wow, that's
so
funny.
Yeah, anybody needs a filter.
Yes, yeah, everybody needs a filter. And so, by the way, if people don't know what we're talking about here, we're talking about my 7-inch. They're the newest generation of filters. They've been around for well over a year and a half now, and they're a new technology. It's a 2-stage filter. Ultra fiber is the first stage. Very consistent technology to give you a physical filter, and then the second stage is a medium which removes all the chemicals, etc., that are in solution in the water. And so it's really a good filter. I'm amazed. I'm using these myself, and if people still are using the ceramics, they're very good too. I still use them. And so it's just that it's like this year's automobile. If you buy an automobile this year, it's going to be a step up from last year. And if you have an automobile that's 20 years old, then the automobile you buy this year is going to be better in many different ways. And that's just the way technology is. It's moving along, and many of the filter companies are using the same technology from 20 or 25 years ago, which is good. It's good technology. I sold a lot of those over the years. And for a lot of reasons, which I explained on the webpage, I had to move on.
Okay. Oregon, anything else?
Yeah, could I ask the professor a question about the Tesla turbines?
Sure. Yeah.
Here in Norway, as I understand, also elsewhere, the power companies have gone amok, and they're draining out the rivers. The groundwater is... I'm mad, put it that way. But in a lot of smaller power stations with a smaller volume of water, it's possible to make those bladeless turbines work. I understand if they get bigger, they start to warp. Is this a solution to just get the power companies to, get some more out of the water while we're waiting for your wing to get online, big time?
The water is it's a very specific thing. You'd have to look at every case to see what they can do and what they can't do. Water is a very good source of electricity, but it's very costly. It's very costly to the environment. There's a lot of land that's used up to make a reservoir for the amount of electricity that you could use, plus the cement, all of the structure, superstructure in the dam itself. It's really a big expense. And the United States, like the Hoover Dam, et cetera, is still working. But look at now, there's not much water So what do you do? You know, it's not working. At any rate,
I'm thinking about the basic turbine designs, because if, whether the Hoover Dam or any like small power station anywhere, it's the same basic design that receives the water in a cup, crushes it to 1,000 pieces, takes out all its power. It's a bit like the windmills, actually. It derives its power by stopping and destroying a free moving medium.
Right. And that's water is a non-compressible medium, and so there's a law, it's called the Betts Law. And that's where it applies. And unfortunately, the wind industry incorrectly applies that to wind generation. So anyway, that's a long story. But anyway, maybe we should move on here, Orgon.
Okay.
Orgon, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is
512. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you, sir. 512-248-8252. Have you discussed yet what topics you might be discussing tomorrow evening, Jim?
Well, right now, I'm actually, interestingly enough, I'm talking about the development of the wing generator. I'm in the era of the early 2000s in my year-long discussion of the history of my work. And so tomorrow night, I'll be talking about the... I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of what the topic is for tomorrow night. I'm scheduling these out in advance. And so I'm not sure what tomorrow night's topic is right now. I'd have to look on my notes.
Well, it'll be good. Your shows are always good, and I encourage people to listen to your shows.
It's dealing with the history of discoveries, and tomorrow night I should be like in the 1990s someplace, and which was an explosive time. And of course, my work was central to all of this. You know, the Hale-Bopp days, the old Planet X, everybody's going to die days. You know, every week there was a new guy coming out with some kind of book, and this was all CIA coordinated. CIA had taken over NASA. Oh my goodness, it was just bonkers. And so anyway, I go through all of these details, and that's why this is important to discuss the history so that people understand. Because I've been at the center of this since my days at Cornell, where I was kind of thrown up onto the world stage, unbeknownst to me, and then in the middle of all of the corruption, Carl Sagan, and so my work has been central to all of this throughout all these decades, and that's why it's important for me to do this series of shows discussing all of this other information. Because up till now, people have just seen my books, they've seen what I talk about, the science part, but they didn't really know how to put this in perspective historically. So that's what's going on right now in my show.
All right. Our last break coming up here in about 2 minutes, Jim. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Just a quick comment here. There's a spacecraft called the Dream Chaser. There's a private company that's building this, and it's an exact replica of the 1960s Soviet Cosmos 3-man space shuttle.
Really?
And yeah.
Duplicate half-century-old technology?
Well, that's a good question. And I think they want to do it for space tourism. But when you look at this thing, I mean, it's a carbon copy. You put it in a carbon, carbon copier, and it's exactly a copy of the Cosmos series spacecraft. And, of course, it's being touted as a great new invention in the West here. I just can't stand the dearth of real information in space and in science in the West. It just drives me crazy.
Amazing. And so they're going to allow people to private citizens to buy space on this thing, a seat?
Apparently, yeah. And what they're doing is they're certifying it to land at various airports. It can land at various public airports where major jets can land, and that's the idea, is that people can fly in and they can come back to a certain landing point. But this thing has to take off on a rocket, of course, and or some other form. It's not able to go into space by itself. It goes up on a rocket and then it glides back down. It's basically a glider. And so I think this particular one was able to go through an orbit and then come back in. But anyway, it's part of space tourism. But I think the point is realizing that this is a carbon copy of the Russian 1960 Cosmos.
Well, that would be save money on engineering. Just buy the blueprints. Here's our we got a call here, Jim. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Professor McKinney. You were talking earlier about Ukraine, and I thought I'd tell you this. There's a YouTube by a guy named Hank Kuhneman, and he says that he went over to Ukraine. I can't remember why.
Hold on, Pat. We got a break.
Okay.
We have a break, Pat. Hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. Pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, got about 3 minutes here to get the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, I think, John, we're heading into some turbulent times. I think the people in power realize that they've really lost grip, and they cannot depend on another election or even whatever, you know, in terms of normal life. They cannot depend on that to stay in power. And these people are power crazy. They're psychopaths. And so when you have that kind of ruling class, and permanent political ruling class, they're going to have to turn to some other measures. So anyway, and that has to happen very soon, and probably during the summer months, when people are moving around, people are active, etc. So anyway, that's all I'm telling people. So become, you always talk about people becoming prepared. And just they're going to try and agitate the public. So anyway, you have to be prepared for the chess game that's coming.
And the best way is to make sure you're independent for food, water, and shelter, isn't it?
Yeah, the basic things where you can stay where you are. You can see what happens as they when they have. When they have, the like events like the January 6th thing, how they can turn that around, and infiltrated. Today everything is infiltrated, and so that's the one thing to remember. But you know, the one thing I try and help people do is become water independent. That's very important, and it's what I can do for people, and it's a very positive thing. You know, on my show, and just like you, I don't take donations. I don't take, money from anybody. So the way I maintain is when people purchase the products there. And so the people can go to your page, John, click on that, and then use your coupon code, John, and get 20% off on those whole house water filters.
And I encourage people to do that. Everything works for the time being. Internet, credit cards, UPS, FedEx, and so forth. Everything works. Time to get those filters now is now. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it, Jim?
Exactly. And we have everything in stock ready to ship. Everything ships out the next day. There's no waiting. And free shipping, of course. So it comes to your doorstep, and that's it.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Take care.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist with us, and we'll get caught up in what's going on in Jeff's world. A lot going on. We're talking about this area of Europe called Kaliningrad. It's right there by Lithuania and Russia, a very important area. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.